Well, kind of last minute, was thinking about this as Mary was singing and as she's praying. Lord, people are here. Go ahead and share something with you guys. And so what do we have? And I think this morning was a perfect storm. Circumstances kind of collided that ate away at my clock this morning. Once we got here, I think Mary told you the keys weren't wanting to work. Sound room had to be rebooted this morning. So just all kinds of stuff going on. Clearly, Satan was like wanting to not have church this morning. There's no other reason to do it than just because Satan wasn't wanting it. That's another good enough reason for me. In all these circumstances, 2020 has been crazy. I don't think any of us in January could have envisioned what this year was going to hold for us. And I think this is going to be one of those for the history books. We're going to be telling kids and grandkids, they're going to study 2020 and like all the stuff that went on. And the verse that God gave me this morning is actually from Philippians 4:6. I think this is appropriate for all of us right now. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And I thought this is a good one because if there's anything that 2020 has been, it's been anxious. If there's one word to describe how people have been reacting to 2020, it's been anxious. And then what are we coming into right now? What is this? It's November. Traditionally here in the United States, what do we have coming up? Thanksgiving. And it's one of the things I was praying about, changing the, you know, putting a new marquee up. What do we want to say? What can we tell the people? Thanksgiving is not a season. It's not a holiday. Although it is, it's when we celebrate. But the Bible talks about Thanksgiving. It wasn't talking about the fourth Thursday in November. It wasn't talking about setting aside a day to be thankful. When the Bible talks about Thanksgiving, it talks about an attitude, a way of being. Because, see, Thanksgiving, actually, I like this from the Amplified Bible. Someone pull that up. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation. Whatever the circumstance, whatever the situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. Understand, God wants to give us good things. It's hard to see that in a year like 2020 with so much that's happened. It's hard to see God at work. But we look around at what He has done. We're still here. We're still standing. We were all still able to get up and come to church this morning. God's still at work with that. That's purely the grace of God that allows us to do that. So if we approach everything with prayer and petition with thanksgiving, our prayer and petition isn't like, well, God, we're flustered, we're at the end of our rope, but we're thankful we still have the rope. We're thankful we are still here. We're thankful we still have what we have. Maybe we're watching the world unravel on our TV, but you still have a TV. You still have electricity, still have air conditioning, still have cars, still have vehicles. We're still blessed beyond measure, incomparable to anyone in the world right now or anyone in the history of the world. So we can look forward to that. God wants to give us, and these are just earthly things. He wants to give us spiritual things that are better than anything the world has to offer. Better than a Caribbean vacation. Better than all your bills being paid. Better than your political whims being met. Better than the election going the way you wanted up and down the ballot. Better than all that, God has something better in store for you. And that is spiritual blessings. So when you look and go, this isn't going my way, that's not going my way, my kids are this, my family, my job, my this, my that, all these things that are not going the way you're praying for, the way you're hoping. But we can still rest assured, we can give God thanks for what is going right. And maybe that's just simply the fact that you're able to breathe. Maybe it's that the last breath that you had. If nothing else, start with that. God, thank you for I was able to take that last breath that I just used. And then build on that. Build on that with an attitude of thanksgiving. And soon, you're finding more things to be thankful about than you are to be anxious about. That's why the Scripture says this. Don't be anxious or worried about anything, but in every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. So you're coming to God with thanksgiving. You're focusing on what you're thankful for. Not focusing on what you're lacking. But you focus on all those things, then you don't have to be anxious. Thanksgiving replaces anxiety. Thanksgiving replaces concern. And we know that God wants good things for us. We serve a good God, a mighty God, a powerful God. He's capable of doing all things. Does that mean He's going to work everything out the way that you want? No, and He's not going to work out everything the way I want. You probably wouldn't want to live in a world that worked out the way I wanted. You may not want to live in Scott's world. I may not want to live in Max's world. But you know what? I'm thankful that we get a chance to live in God's world. Because He's smarter than we are. He's more powerful than we are. And He knows what's going on. He knows from the beginning to the end. We're seeing our little slice of this timeline. Our little location here in Texas. Yeah, we get this window to the world through the internet and through the news and stuff. But do we really look at the world? How many people are aware of the civil war in Ethiopia right now? See, there's lots of things going on in the world. There's a lot of things going on in the world beyond our election of a president here in a country that comprises approximately 6-7% of the world's population. There's a lot of things going on. My math might be wrong on that. I'm going off the fly, so don't quote me on the percentage. But we're a small percent of the world's population. There's a lot of things going on in the world. There's a lot of movement going on in the world. Just this morning, I heard on the TV before we came about the mighty outpouring of the Spirit of God in the Scandinavian nations on the Muslim people. Have you heard about that? No. So while we're embroiled and anxious and worried about what's going to go on in the courts and this election and down ballot and runoffs and all these things and the Senate and the Congress and who's going to control what and what's going to happen to us in January and tomorrow, God's at work. He's saving Muslim people in Scandinavian nations. He's saving people in Africa. He's saving people in the United States today. In spite of who does or does not go into the White House in January, in spite of what does or does not transpire, whether we have to wear masks, whether we get to go to work, is there a stimulus check? In spite of all those things, God's at work. So we don't have to be anxious or worried, as the Word says, about anything. He didn't leave an exemption there. Don't be worried or anxious about anything except for political elections in a country that's going to come into being in 1,800 years. There wasn't a waiver in there. There's not a loophole in there. Don't be anxious or worried about anything except for the health of your children. Don't be anxious or worried about anything except for your bank account. There's no loophole there. Anything. Don't be worried or anxious about anything. So we don't have to look at the circumstances. We don't have to look at what's going on around us. I'm not saying bury your head in the sand, be a Pollyanna, everything's going great. You know, everything may not be going great. But the Bible tells us in Romans 8:28 that He's able to work everything for good. Every circumstance He can turn around and work for good. Did Joseph think it was good when his brothers beat him up and threw him in a pit? They were planning to kill him. But they came up with a better idea. Sell him to slavery. Oh, great. That's better, I guess. He's still alive. So he's taken down and sold as a slave. Works his way up the ladder. He's doing okay as a slave. Wait a minute. He's falsely accused. Now he's in prison. May as well just been killed by my brothers. This is going from bad to worse. How many years was he in prison? After he was in prison for years before he finally got a chance to tell these guys they had dreams. He told one, you got a bad ending coming. One, you're going to be good, but hey, you with the good ending. Remember me when you get to the palace. 2 years later. 2 years later. He had to wait 2 years for that guy to remember. Oh yeah, by the way, when I was in prison, remember when you got mad at me, king? I don't blame the guy who wants to go remind the king about, remember when you got mad at me and threw me in prison? I don't blame the guy for like walking in and going, hey, thanks for sending me to prison. By the way, I got this prophecy I want to tell you about. This prophet, you want to talk to this guy. He's just keeping his head down and going back to work. Joseph doesn't know that. What did Joseph do, though? He still believed in God. And through all these bad things, it set him up to basically save his family, save most of the world, save Egypt. If they wouldn't have had the heads up, they would have fallen into that famine and would have been in bad shape. But because of the warning they had, they were set up to become a superpower because they had all this extra grain. They were able to sell to everybody. If you were an enemy of Egypt, you quickly made friends with them real fast when the famine hit. All through Joseph. One man who had every right to be anxious and worried about everything. But with prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, he made his request known to God. So we still, even with our attitude of thanksgiving, we don't leave it at thanksgiving. We get to continue on to the end here. Continue to make your request known to God, believing he's going to deliver it. As long as you're asking in his will. New Cadillac may or may not be in his will. But health? It's in his will. Salvation for family, that's his will. He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. That's his will. You start praying for children's or family members' salvation, don't be surprised to start seeing the wheels fly off of everything. How's he going to get them to the end of themselves if they're getting everything they want right now in the world? But we see salvation as being more important than anything they can get in the world. They may not see it that way right now. But we're still thankful. We're not thankful for the pain that causes our family members. We're not thankful for that. We're not thankful for the pandemic. We're not thankful for lockdowns. But we're thankful that God's will is being worked out in all these circumstances. That God's Spirit is still moving in this day and age. In 2020, if there was ever a year that needed God, it was 2020. But he's still here. He didn't leave us. He didn't abandon us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So he's still here. He's still with us. He's still with each and every one of us. Whether we're facing lockdown or we're facing our new key not working for a lock. Alarm system acting haywire this morning. I mean, I go through a whole litany of things, but you guys had the same thing because you're human beings as well. You've had all these things happen. You live in this world. But we all made it. And he has something for us. Jeremiah tells us, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So there's a future out there. To be thankful for that. We're thankful for what he's brought us through. We're thankful for what he's currently doing, and we're thankful for what he will do. So with that in mind, we can go into this season of thanksgiving, which should be a season. It's not about the turkey and the family, as much as I love turkey and family and I'll hang out with them. But that's not what this is about. It's about being thankful. In the United States, we used to be a nation that was blessed. We're still very blessed. There's a debate as we're just kind of coasting, if we're still riding the tide of those blessings or if we're still being blessed. That's an interesting discussion we could have for a later date. But we're still highly blessed among the nations of the earth. Our forefathers recognized that, and they wanted to set aside a time of that. They called for prayer at different times, and they finally, after one the latest declaration, they settled on the fourth Thursday of November, that we should take time not to feast on everything we can get a hold of and take a nap before we go max out our credit cards. That wasn't the intent. There's nothing wrong with shopping for your family. I'm not decrying capitalism. I'm not decrying feasting. I love the food. Clearly, you can see. But what I'm saying is the point is make sure you're taking time to be thankful. Thankful for that feast. You moms, women who spent all day making that meal, putting that together. Be thankful for those moms that are making that. Be thankful for them. If you are those moms, I know we're not always the most grateful bunch as we're waiting for that turkey, but be thankful that you have that turkey or whatever you're putting on the table. Because even in the United States, the most blessed nation on the earth, as we discussed earlier, there are people that don't even have that. They can't afford the electricity or gas to cook that turkey if they had one. They don't have an oven. They don't have the place to make it. So we have things to be thankful for. But beyond all that, beyond the physical that we have to be thankful for, nice air conditioning, clothes, food, house, shelter, we have all these things to be thankful for. Most importantly, much like our founders recognized when they realized how blessed the United States was, realize as Christians, each and every one of us are blessed. We're blessed with the privilege of being known as children of the Most High God. We are blessed beyond any person that's ever lived. Christians are unique. Realize it's relatively short span of time here. It's 2,000 years that people have had the ability to be Christian. Even in those 2,000 years, not everybody in the world knew about that. Prior to that, just this little crazy sect in the Middle East had any kind of relationship with God. We read our Bible, realize there's a whole lot of world history happening around that time, where these people, neither side had anything. You know, you read of the story of the Spartans and the Persians fighting in Thermopylae. This massive battle. And you realize nobody on either side of that knew God. This massive sweep of history. This rise and fall of empires where there was little, if any, knowledge of God within them. So how blessed are we here in the room, if you hear this on the internet, how blessed are you to have the opportunity to hear about what Jesus has done for you? To have the ability to kneel before the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, seek His forgiveness of your sins, and enter into a relationship with Him. A relationship that extends beyond this existence into the next. Beyond any physical, material blessing, we are blessed. Truly. We have plenty to be thankful for. And the things that cause anxiety or concern pale. they fall off. Truly, they become nothing. They melt away into nothing when you look at them in the light of all that we have to be thankful for. And so that was the word that the Lord gave me this morning to share with everyone. And so I wanted to thank you for being here. If anybody wants to come forward and pray or whatever you want, appreciate everybody coming here today. It's a blessing to just have the opportunity to share God's word. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Once again, we want to thank you for all the many, many blessings that you provided for us. Not least of which, the first and foremost of the blessings you provide is the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. That through his death, burial, and resurrection, we can come boldly into your throne room and with our requests and petitions, and most importantly, Father, our prayers of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do for us. We're thankful. So, Father, help us keep our mind on that. Help us have that attitude of thanksgiving, not just as we go into this Thanksgiving season, but throughout the rest of the year and as we go into 2021, that we have our focus on you and all the many, many things that you've given us to be thankful for. Father, help us to be mindful of all you do and all you have provided for us, and keep our focus on you. Thank you for each and every person here, for their time that they give, their talents, their finances they provide to make this church possible. We thank you for each and every one of them. For those that are unable to be here for work or travel, whatever circumstances are going on with them, we still can pray that you continue to be with them and bless them, and we come alongside and agree with all of them with their prayers and petitions that they bring to you, and most importantly, with their thanksgiving as well. Thank you for all these things, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Have a good week. God bless.